Let's take a look at that Mishnah, just to review it again and see how his spreadsheet works out. He wants to look at the fact that the tumah that something is capable of carrying, it doesn't matter what it is that carries it. So a Rishon is always going to do something to Chulin. It'll affect in one way, Truma will affect in another way, and Kodesh will affect in yet another way. A Sheni will also affect Chulin in one way, Truma in one way, Kodesh, and so on and so forth. So therefore he says, let's, instead of talking about what we had before, was Chulin, Truma, Kodesh going across the top, and then seeing whether what its din would be in Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, let's do it the other way around. Because basically, all Tuma is the same, so what's the difference what the carrier is? So the carrier can be whatever. Let's just talk about Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi without, obviously, now we know what things can be Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi. Let's see what a Rishon can do. So therefore, then because of his arrangement in this way, we end up with some subtle machlokasin that he has with the Mishnayos that we've had before. Not only that, but as Rav Barnea pointed out, we have not put in the Chulin Shenatzu Altaras HaKedesh, and Chulin Shenatzu Altaras Truma, and so on. And here, too, we're going to have the same issues that we had before. It is not clear what the words are when we talk about, let's say, a shlishi in Chulin. Does that mean a virtual shlishi, which is the Groz approach, and the Rambam's approach to the Chamishi that we had earlier? Now, there is no Chamishi, but we're talking about that which would have been a Chamishi if, and so on. Or is there actually such a thing, in which case it might demand our taking a stand about Chulin Shenatzu Altaras Truma, Chulin Shenatzu Altaras HaKedesh in the Mishnah? But it, actually, that is why it's very difficult to make a chart, because there's so many machlokas rishonim about how exactly we're supposed to understand the other dargas. So we'll go through them again with the machlokas that we've been talking about. So let's just see that inside to do a brief review on Mishnah Zayin. So Rabbi Elazar says, look, it doesn't matter what it is that is holding the tumah. Shloshtam shavim. I don't care whether we're talking about chulin or truma or kadesh. Basically, they all are going to affect something that are touched with either Rishon, Sheni, or Shlishi in the same way. So let's look at it that way. Ha'echad, so number one, meaning the Rishon. It doesn't matter whether that's Truma, or whether it's Kedesh, or whether it's Chulin. It's always going to have the same ability to be Metame Shnayim, who posel Echad B'Kodesh. It doesn't matter what is carrying it. Even Chulin is going to be able to make something that's Kodesh, that is, starts off with the Chulin being a Rishon, it will make the Kodesh into a Sheni, and that Sheni will make a Shlishi, and that Shlishi, since it's Kodesh, will make a Psul of Revi. So therefore, it's Metame Shnayim, and two down from Rishon brings us all the way to Shlishi, and it will be Posel Echad, which will make a Revi and a Kodesh. When it comes to Truma, well, it can't do that, because there's no such thing as a Revi B'Truma. So again, whether the object is Chulin, Kodesh, or Truma, and it's a Sheni B'Tuma, it would be Metami Echad. It'll only go down one level, which to make it Tome, and that's a Sheni. And then beyond that level, it will be Posel Echad. It can make Truma into a Shlishi. Now, if that Sheni comes into contact with Chulin, then all it's going to be able to do is be posel. It can't make something tome, because that Chulin is only itself posel, but it doesn't make a shlishi, because sheni is not vayser shlishi b'chulin. Let's take the next case, a sheni. So whether we're talking about a sheni of Chulin or truma of kadesh, a sheni shebechulin has very simple rules. If we're referring to Kodesh, it will be Metame Echad to make a Shlishi, and then it can be Posel one beyond that to make a Revi, if the object that it's coming in touch with is Kodesh. If it's referring to. Now, here's where we talk about the actual case of the psul of chulin being able to be metame mashke chulin, not to parcel them, but to actually make them tame, because mashkim achozrin liyos rishain, and that's why we said, if it's not part of the set being a oichlin, and the set being whatever the set was, chulin kodesh truma, so here, out of set, in both directions, if it's out of the set of oichlin, then it's not only pasul, it's metame, because it will be metame, the mashka of chulin, to turn it back into a rishon, which means, obviously, it will do the same for truma v'kodesh, that's for sure. It's posel, but not only that, if it's out of set, and we're talking about not liquids, but we're talking about food, it will also be posel, but only posel. It's not ever going to be able to make a rishon, but it will be posel, the oichlin of truma, and will make the oichlin of truma a shlishi. Now, of course, they cannot be metame revi, so therefore we call it only posel. Now, let's say we have a shlishi. So, what would that shlishi be? So here's where we get into the problem of how we define our shlishi shebekulan, because we just said that in chulan, there's no such thing as a shlishi. And what exactly would that mean? So again, it might be referring to chulan shenasra taras truma, or it might be, as the Gra says, to a reference to a virtual shlishi chulan, not chulan shenasra taras truma, in which case it would mean that, according to Rabbi Elazar, if this is what Rabbi Elazar means, which is what the Gra insists, then that would mean that we have a subtle argument over here, because it means that what he is saying is that I disagree with what we had before in the beginning of the parak. The beginning of the parak said that a shlishi of chulin can be eaten even benezid hadema, which is because, remember, a shlishi of chulin will never be able to be mitami truma. And therefore, what's the problem of eating it together with a nezid that includes truma? You, I understand, can't eat it because of the fact that it maybe make you a shemi. But as far as the actual nezid adema, it's not going to be able to be mitami it because there's no such thing as a shlishi b'chulin. Masha'en came, the way the Gra understands it, the shlishi shebechulin actually exists, because shlishi shebechulin is a psul of chulin that can directly be metame kodesh. So then that means that if chulin touch a sheni, which generally you completely ignore, they, however, cannot come in contact with oichlin of kodesh. Why? Because they will pasul them, and they will make them a revi. Now, this is a completely new idea, which we didn't talk about before, because that Mishnah was chaylik, obviously, if this is the right pshat, as the Gra insists in Rabbi Elazar. And there we said that there's no such thing at all as a shlishi. If it's talking about a shlishi, it would have to be chulin shenasra taras truma. And comes along this Mishnah now to change that box in our original understanding. This is how the Gra explains the Mishnah. So we can continue now. How about the shlishi shebekulam is metame mashka kedesh? So this might include even chulin that is stam chulin, or it might be the way we understood it, not like the Gra, chulin shenasra taras truma. It would be metame only one thing, meaning metame that thing could actually be tame to be metame something else. And what is that? Only mashkin of kodesh. So in this case, if we start with a shlishi, so then it will, if it came in touch with, we said, it can make a reviv a kodesh. Yes, but that's only posel. So it will be posel ochle kodesh and make them a reviv, but it will be metame only if it's out of set in both senses. A, it's a mashkin and not an oichlin. And B, it's kodesh and not truma v'chulin. So that would mean that, according to this, Rabbi Elazar vehemently disagrees with the Mishnah that we had earlier, because we said that according to that Mishnah, if you had chulin that were nasa atayras truma, they would be metame shnayim upaisel echad. Why? Because of a completely different consideration. Because they would not be tahar for kedush at all. That's the point. So even though they're completely tahar for truma, but since the tayras truma is considered to be tuma legabe kedush, so it might as well be talking about touching the kedush with tamei food. And therefore, according to the previous Mishnah we had, if it was chulin shenasa al tayras truma or truma itself, it would be tamei. And therefore, it would start off as if it was a rishon. It would be metame shnayim and pesel echad if it comes in touch with kedush. So this is a fundamental machlokas, which we also had spoken about in the next piece that we have to do our chazara, which is the achila, in which the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua also revolved around the question of whether tyrus truma is considered to be a actual tuma when it comes to kedush. So how do we understand that? Because of the chumrah of the malais of kedush, which is that even big day oichle truma are considered to be midras lekedush. Does that mean that everything that was made al tayras truma is considered to be tamei for kedush? Well, that's the way that we understood in the previous Mishnah, that even truma itself would be considered to be tamei. The other way of understanding it is the way that Rebbe Elazar is saying over here, that actually that's a special takona, like the Gemara explains in Chagiga, Shema teishev alav ishtainida. So a guy has got tremendous levels of taira in his house. He still would have to be cheshesh, legabe kedesh. Maybe his wife, who was a nida, sat down on something that was roy for Kabbalah tumas midras. Because of that, we made a specific gezera that anything that shayach to tumas midras would be considered to be tamei legabe kedesh. But that doesn't mean that oichlin are metame, and therefore, if you have oichlin, they would only pasul, and they would have to be both out of sets. They would, therefore, they could theoretically be metame if they're out on both sides, namely, they're not truma, they're kodesh, A, and they're not oichlin, but they're mashkin, B. So then they can be metame because mashkin are nas in tachila. Masha einkein, if they're only out of the set, in one way, we're talking about oichlin, they can only pasul oichle kodesh. All right, so this is, again, wow, another completely different approach. So there were two major, if subtle, but major differences between the way we had understood it until now in our original spreadsheets and the way we understand it now in Rabbi Elazar's spreadsheet. Now let's get back to Rabbi Eliezer, not to be confused with Rabbi Elazar, and the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, going back to the achila, which we said was nogea at the beginning of the perek as a parallel to the dinim of nivlas oiv tahar. So we have this takana, that there's a concept of someone who eats, who becomes posel for truma by virtue of his eating. So what's that machlokas? This is yet a completely different spreadsheet. And this is the machlokas. Let's just take a look back there. And this was the shir of Chatzi Pras. Remember, Chatzi Pras was machlokas. And Rambam and Rashi, what is the size of the pras? According to Rashi, it's 4 beitzim. According to Rambam, it's 3 beitzim, which means the Chatzi Pras is 1.5 beitzim, according to the Rambam, 2 beitzim, according to Rashi. That shir, not to be confused with the shir of the Kibetza, which is the shir of Tuma Lagabe Eichlin, Machloikas Rashi and Tesis, whether that's Lagabe making other things tummy or even Lagabe being Makabal Tuma. And the Machloikas over there was that person who would eat Eichlin Tmeim would be not allowed to eat Truma. And not only that, he would be considered to be a Shani Lagabe Maga. And therefore, he would pasul truma that he was nogeabo, and this is all a very big chumrah, which we were afraid that somebody would have truma in his mouth. Maybe he would drink mashkin that were able to be metame truma, and we had cases of vice versa as well. Anyway, so there we have a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. What level of truma does he become? So Rabbi Eliezer says, if he eats actual food that was a rishon l'tumah, he becomes himself a rishon l'tumah. If he eats a sheni, then he becomes a targ of a sheni l'tumah. If he eats a shlishi, he becomes a shlishi l'tumah. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua had the amazing idea that no matter what you would eat, you would always be on some level a sheni. And remember that in the Machlokas of the Gemara Chulin, which we spoke about, it wasn't in the Mishnah. That was itself a Machlokas that was based on the question of what Mashkin could do. The fact that Mashkin, Chozrin, Liyais, Rishayin, which was a different Chumrah that we had. Remember, there are two very special things about Mashkin. Number one, they're Alulim, Lekabel, Tuma, and because of that, since they don't need Heksher, we were always Machmer on Mashkin. And number two, because of the fact that Mashkin are the standard types of Avatuma, where you're talking about body fluids. So there you get into a lot of situations where you're talking about the Zov, or Metame Mishkav Moshav, where body fluids are Metame, actually, as a tremendous Chumrah. And therefore, we wanted to be very makbid on Mashkin to turn them back into a rishay. All right. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, everyone basically becomes the equivalent of what it was that he ate and that he made from this kavuchomer, from the nivlas of iftar. And because of it, he was machmer that it should be the same with no attenuation of the tumah. And as I was saying, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're always a sheni, because you find that a rishon can make a sheni with mashkin. And even if you ate a shlishi, as Rabbi Eliezer tanyas to Rabbi Yeshua, if you eat a shlishi, how could you become a sheni if you eat a shlishi? And there, in the Mishnah itself, Rabbi Yeshua adds, when I say that a shlishi also becomes a sheni, what I mean is that he becomes a sheni for kodesh. And that's the point. And that shlishi will be actually capable of being a revi'i b'kodesh. But legabe truma, I didn't mean to say that he's a sheni and that he could pasul truma. But to keep the din the same, I say, no matter what you eat, on some level, you're a sheni. And it was there that we raised at the end of the Mishnah, chulin shenas altaris truma. Meaning, if we're talking about achila of a shlishi, what type of shlishi are we referring to? We're talking about, if it's chulin, we're talking about a chulin, which couldn't be a shlishi, it would have to be a chulin that was nasal, tyrus truma, and there the chachomim gave it a din of a shlishi. As we saw, there's a machlokas, Gufa in the Gemara, which we saw reflected over here in the Mishnayos, about what would the din be of Chulin Shenas Altaris HaKodesh. And we found possibly three different shitas. Chulin Shenas Altaris HaKodesh, either we say, Botla Daita Yitzokol Odom, and that's going too far. There's a limit to how frum you're allowed to be. And at one point, your das is completely botel to normal people. And that's how the Rambam paskens and Manela, there would be no din of Chulin Shenas Altaris HaKodesh at all, or Chulin Shenas Altaris HaKodesh has the same din as Chulin Shenas Altaris Truma, or possibly, this was Machlokes Meforshim that we had with the Gro and the how to understand the Mishnah, Legabe, is there a third sheet about Chulin Shenas Altaris HaKodesh, that it has certain din of Chulin Shenas Altaris Truma, but it can't be Metame Mashkin that we spoke about before. So this, I think, gives us, again, a review. It's not easy, but I'm hoping that the beautiful drawings that you've all drawn and haven't shared with me, which I'm sure are there and are meant to be shared, maybe, you know, a little picture or an email would be lovely. I'd love to see the drawings. I'm sure Moshe Handel's got an incredible... you do, don't you? Tell me the honest truth. Come on. I know you couldn't resist making something beautiful with this. So would you be willing to share it? I know you didn't sit back and let all this just run over your head.
It's ready. It's ready.
Okay. Are we close?
No.
Ah! Okay, so then we'll wait until tomorrow. So, all right, everyone. So tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we start the next parak. Excellent. See you then. Besorot Tovot, of all kinds of very special kites. Go to...